The Florida Panhandle, like many rural areas across the country, is experiencing a shortage of healthcare providers. Competitive residencies and high-paying specialties draw graduates toward big cities. WFSU went on the road to find out what it's like to stay in those rural areas. I'm Kate Payne. I'm on a bus packed with first-year medical students from Florida State University. We're going to Bristol, population 900, and Bluntstown, population 2,500, on the banks of the Apalachicola River. It's only the first week of class, and Dean John Fogarty is priming them for rural medicine.
When we started this medical school, as I've told some of you, the country didn't believe we needed more medical schools, didn't believe we needed more doctors. We did our own analysis at that time and suggested even if you believe we have too many doctors in this country, you can't believe they're in the right places.
Hey there. Nice to meet everybody here.
Our first stop is at the dental office of Dr. Laban Bontrager.
We've got a panoramic x-ray machine in there, and if somebody wants to volunteer, we'll do one.
He's also excited to show off his beautifully restored 1952 John Deere tractor. Bontrager joined the National Health Service Corps right out of school. That's a federal loan forgiveness program that encourages grads to practice in rural areas. But not all of them stay, and that can wear on the local community. Bontrager is from Bluntstown, but settled down on the other side of the river in Bristol. The towns are just 5 miles apart, but he says it still took time for people to get used to him.
Bluntstown actually was home, so they call me an outsider. I'm from across the river.
But after 39 years, he's built his life here. His home is right next door to his office, and his daughters live down the road. One has joined the practice, and now his patients rely on him for homemade sauerkraut as well as checkups.
It's still in the crock. I was going to jar it up tonight.
Okay. I'll let her know. I'll tell him.
I'll make sure they get some.
I talked with first-year med student Brandon Davila in Bontrager's garden. He worked as a chiropractor's assistant in rural Gadsden County.
I got squash all the time, zucchini all the time. I mean,
it's pretty great.
I love, oh my God.
But it took some adjusting.
Learning how to change the way I talked, you know, because I really did have to. You know, I didn't understand anyone because they were taught like so thick, and then understanding that, you know, professionalism in that setting wasn't using words, you know, it was being able to use very, very simple way and not sound condescending.
Looking around at Bontrager's estate, complete with a pool and citrus orchard, he says this is the dream, but it also depends on what his future spouse might want.
You end up loving it, but you have to find someone who's in it with you.
How are you?
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Bluntstown.
Across the river, we meet family practitioner Dr. Laura Davis. She's from here, graduated from FSU, and decided to come back to her hometown clinic a year ago.
It was run by Dr. Bristol, who was in this community for 36 years before he retired. He was the doctor that delivered me and the doctor whose practice I took over for, so this is like quintessential family medicine at its finest.
Being in a medically underserved area often means a lack of specialists like dermatologists, oncologists, or pediatricians, and Davis has to make up for that. The more she can do here, the less her patients have to travel for basic care.
If you had to take off to go to Tallahassee to have labs drawn, you have to consider the hour drive there, the hour drive back, the time change. For most people, means a lost day of work just for a 15-minute lab.
Coming back home means her patients have access to prenatal care again, and she gets generations of families.
I saw a baby last week, and then last Wednesday afternoon saw her great-great-grandfather at the nursing home. And that's just, you don't get that opportunity, like to be in somebody's life like that.
But practicing in her hometown isn't easy. She's deactivated her Facebook, and not everyone is ready to be her patient.
Being the girl that they changed the diapers of, and, you know, all of my teachers from kindergarten to high school will see me for the chronic care, but they may not want to see me for the physical. You know what I mean?
Davis is also a patient in a rural area, and she's watched outsiders cycle through town on federal grant programs.
It's hard. Oh, a rural community will break you. If they can't trust you, they're going to make your life heck. They will. That's
them coming in every week with the same problem over and over again, or refusing to see you and refusing to see or wanting to see other people in your office. Or
looking around at a room of eager first-year med students saddled with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, she has some advice.
Show up to the Little League games at the park in the spring. Show up to the football games and the hometown game on Friday night. Even if you don't live in that place, buy into the community and let them know that they're important enough for you to give your time and invest.
As the bus heads back to Tallahassee, Dean Fogarty does a quick poll asking who wants to go into rural medicine now. Just a few hands go up. But it's only the first week of classes. The real decision will come when they choose their specialization and residency in the coming years. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.